أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 31, 32 and 33 of Surah Maryam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to speak about the miraculous speech of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, still a little child, 40 days old, and his mother pointed towards him and he began to speak by the qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. After he said, Inni Abdullah, certainly I am the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Atani al-kitab, in the books of Allah, in the taqdeer of Allah, Allah has ordained that Allah will give me the kitab, the Injil. Waja'alani nabiyya, and Allah ta'ala had ordained already that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make me a nabi. He continues, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already ordained that Allah will make me mubarak. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have me blessed wherever I am. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever I am, I will be blessed. In other words, his very being in a place, he himself will be blessed, and he will be a source of blessing to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and in Surah Al Imran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he gave the glad tidings to Maryam about the birth of Isa alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned some of the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Amongst them, that was a source of blessing to others, a person who was a leper. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would merely place his hand upon that person, and the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, a leper will be then given complete shifa and recovery from his leprosy. A person that was born blind, that person again, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, would place his hand upon that person and the person will get sight. So from a material point of view, from a recovery point of view, a shifa point of view, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was a source of blessings for people, and together with that, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was also a source of blessing from a spiritual point of view. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah says that this also means that wherever he was, he commanded towards good, he encouraged the good, he discouraged the evil, he stopped the evil, and he turned people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is what the Quran speaks about being mubarak. This is what the Quran speaks about being blessed. And as far as that is concerned, maybe we cannot put our hands on someone and that person will gain sight. But we can encourage people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, towards being good and towards making the ibadat of Allah. And in that way, we can also become a source of blessing to the entire mankind. In the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, how many hadith are indicative of the fact that somebody is in difficulty, whatever the difficulties may be, we become a source of relief for those individuals. That is also regarded as being mubarak, in other words, being blessed wherever we are. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded me to perform salah. In other words, this is already ordained by Allah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, at the appropriate time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give me the command to perform salah. One very important aspect we as an ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam should take into consideration when we discussed Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah had blessed her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said to her that she must make ruku, she must make sajda. The salat of the Bani Israel was very similar, not the same, not exactly the same, but very similar to our salat. Now when we look at the Christians, for example, where are they and where is the salat that Allah Ta'ala had ordained? And this is that ordainment that had come, they had lost it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps salat in our lives, Allah Ta'ala keeps salat in the lives of the ummah, and the salat becomes alive. The way our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us was zakati, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had ordained that I pay the zakat. Again, zakat has been lost to those communities and to those people because they wavered from the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They may offer charities and whatever it is, but there is no such thing as nisab. There is no such thing as zakatable assets and non-zakatable assets insofar as the religion stands as it stands today. As an ummah, we should make sure that we continue to fulfill the ahkam of Allah the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to do it. With regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam particularly, ulama have written that he had not paid zakat because simply he never had that amount of nisab that he needed to pay zakat. Others like Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi said, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala had relieved them of paying zakat. Whatever was in their possession was the possession of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But very interestingly, he says, Ma dumtu hayya, so long as I am alive. Now what was and what is the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? One was the life whilst he was a child, and then he grew and he became a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ascended him towards the skies. So that was one life on this earth, that he fulfilled his ahkam and the laws of Allah, and he commanded others to do so, and then now he is in the skies. So all of that, there's no salat over there, there's no wealth that he has to pay zakat upon. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is making a very clear sign that he will come back, and when he comes back, he will continue to perform salat, and the laws of zakat will be implemented, and he will implement. But also a very unique feature of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, before his ascension, he followed the sharia that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded him to follow. That was one sharia. Now when he comes back, he will follow the sharia of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wabarram biwalidati, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded me to be kind to my mother. When Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala said parents. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying mother, and that shows that he was born without the intervention of a father. We may have knowledge about it, but many of the Christians, rather majority of them, they attribute the fatherhood of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to a person by the name of Yusuf al-Najjar, that is known in biblical terms, Joseph the carpenter. But if that was the case, then it would have been parents. That is not the case. That is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, mother, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not make me arrogant. We discussed this. Here the word jabbar will mean that I fulfill the rights of others. I am not arrogant and turn away from fulfilling the rights of others. Parents have been mentioned over here, but all other family, relatives, etc., neighbors, other human beings, and Allah did not make me shaqiyya, Allah Ta'ala did not make me wretched, in which I would transgress the laws of Allah. Wassalamu alayya yawma walidtu, and peace be upon me that on the day that I was born. In other words, this it came from Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me this miraculous birth, and Allah Rabbul Izzat protected my mother, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected me, وَيَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ, and the day that I will die. One was his ascension, he was not crucified, he did not die on the cross, but he was ascended, he will come back, And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will have a natural death. وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا And the day when I am resurrected and I am brought in the courts of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's safety will be on me. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.